Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of Plugged In, a Post Media podcast taking you down Canada's electric vehicle highway. I'm your host, Andrew McCready. I was reminded of the evolving world of electric vehicle tires at the IAA Mobility Show in Munich last month, and then a week later at Fully Charged Live in Vancouver. Each event had a number of displays dedicated to EV-specific tires. So, I figured it was time to have a podcast episode on the subject, and I found the ideal guest in Steve Barassa. The Burlington, Ontario resident is Director of Products and Pricing for Nokian Tires North America. He leads the tire maker's product strategy in the region in partnership with colleagues at the company's Finnish headquarters. Thanks very much for joining us today, Steve.
My pleasure, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Before we get to tire talk, let's start out with the first electric vehicle you drove and your impression at the time. I'm hoping you have driven an EV.
I certainly have, yeah. I'm just thinking back to the first one that we drove was early days of Tesla. I don't own one myself. So the only time that I've driven one is on like a dealer customer event where we've, you know, rented them and given our customers opportunities to drive one. So it was early days of Tesla. And the one that we had came with Insanity mode. And I was, you know, I was the guy that was in charge of being in the vehicle at all time. I didn't actually drive it a whole lot, but all of my customers did. But I made sure that we all stopped at one point, put it into Insanity mode, and let everybody try that out for that thrill. It was very, very exciting at that time, probably, you know, 6 or 7 years ago now.
Yeah. So early days at the time, did you think, you know, this is the future, or at least part of the future, a big part of the future?
I mean, it has to be the future. We can't rely on fossil fuels forever. I don't necessarily think that it's our, you know, forever option, but it's great technology. And I definitely think that we're moving in the right direction and very curious to see where this leads us in the future.
Yeah, as am I, and I'm sure all the listeners too. So, okay, let's talk tires. Why does an electric vehicle require special tires?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying something potentially controversial and say that electric vehicles don't need special tires.
Okay.
From, you know, a tire design standpoint, a tire is there to, for the most part, hold up the weight of the vehicle. And with that, provide traction, provide performance, cornering, stopping abilities. And, you know, from a internal combustion to an electric vehicle, that doesn't really change. So if we're, regardless of the vehicle that we're talking about here, if we're, what you need to make sure when you're buying tires is first and foremost that the tires that you're buying are suitable for your vehicle in terms of the load index that the tires are rated for. So that's critically important no matter what vehicle you're driving, probably more important when you were talking about electric vehicles that tend to be heavier. And then to a certain extent as well, you have to watch the speed index. And you know, if you have a higher performing vehicle that comes original equipment with a V or a W rated tire or a Z rated tire, you should try to replace with the same speed index in order to make sure that your vehicle is going to have the performance properties that it was intended to have. I'll mention that the exception to that might be winter tires, where if you're buying a W rated winter tire, chances are it's not going to be a very good winter tire. Right. In order to get good winter capabilities, you need to sort of downgrade your speed, essentially. And that's the exchange that you make for really good traction on incredibly slippery surfaces.
Okay. So as you say, obviously, in the early days of electric vehicles, there weren't EV tires yet. They were just, I'd assume it was just, as you say, the weight of the vehicle is always larger, like a crossover gas vehicle and a crossover electric vehicle. Good chance the electric vehicle weighs more, but there were already tires on the market that could accommodate that weight. Is that what you're saying? And you could just live with those on your EV?
That is true. That is true. And especially when we think about the earliest electric vehicles, when they were coming to their replacement tire purchases, I mean, they could buy the same tires that were on there, but, you know, like it was then and like it is now, people have the choice to essentially buy whatever tires they want for their electric vehicles. Now, when vehicle manufacturers, and I'll use Tesla again as the example, I mean, they do a lot of time developing that vehicle. And with that is a lot of time with tire engineers to make sure that the tire is well matched to that vehicle. And you have to assume that electric vehicle manufacturers have a different criteria for their tires than perhaps some of the internal combustion engine vehicle manufacturers might, right? There's different needs that they might have asked Nokian Tyres or Michelin or Continental to implement into that OE tire that is more suitable for that vehicle.
Okay. So one, I mean, you mentioned weight is something that differentiates an electric vehicle from its, from a comparable size gas vehicle. Torque is also something that seems to come up. As you mentioned in the insanity mode and ludicrous mode in the Tesla, it's all about torque. It's instantaneous. That certainly must have some bearing on the quality of tires or the compound of tire that is suited for an EV.
It's a good question. I think if we look at all the things that electric vehicle drivers need, I'm going to say that torque is probably pretty low on that list.
Okay.
You know, in terms of tire design and when we're trying to engineer tires, I mean, yes, that certainly is a part of it. And, you know, if you're designing tires for a dragster, you would probably design them differently than you would for a Yaris, right? And that goes without saying. So, I mean, there is part of that goes in there, but managing torque is something that tire manufacturers are looking at now more than ever, because there's more torque available on the market than there has been in previous decades. So that is part of the equation, but it's part of a very, very big equation when we're working with and developing new tires. There's a lot of things to think about. And I mean, if you're going to be heavy footed and enjoy that ludicrous mode at every single stop sign and every single red light, there's not much that a tire developer can do to prevent those tires from wearing quickly, no matter what we do to design and so on. So the right answer is sort of yes and no. It's in a tire developer's mind. It never really comes to, oh my goodness, we have to make sure that this is the most important criteria when we develop a tire.
Okay, fair enough. Another thing I've read about this is there's increased inertia due to that big battery. When your momentum's going and you're at full gallop, when you hit on the brakes, that weight needs to slow down. Is that something that is seen in an EV tire that is a factor in its design? Or is it again just a question of the base weight and then everything kind of goes from that?
I mean, it is a question that you're right. It is a question of base weight. Where it really comes into play is when you're looking at braking distances in dry, which is really when we're looking at the different driving surfaces that we're on. Dry conditions is kind of the best. Wet gets a little bit worse. And, you know, snow is worse than that. And then finally ice. And I gotta be honest, that's when I noticed the biggest difference in the vehicles was, you know, playing around in ice and snow and slamming on the brakes. The first time I did that, I was shocked at how long it took an electric vehicle to come to a full stop compared to, you know, an ice equivalent. So definitely something to consider. And that's where tire design gets interesting. We, as tire manufacturers, can't make the best tire for every vehicle in every condition. So every manufacturer and every tire model might have, you know, a different priority. In some cases, wet braking is very, very critical, very important, and we want to focus on that. And while we focus on that, we might take away from some other elements. And it's not always a one-to-one relationship. You know, if you wanted to increase wet grip, you might have to take a little bit away from rolling resistance or winter grip or dry performance or longevity or mileage in order to maximize that wet grip. So long story short, to answer your question, that yes, it is a concern. And I think that for the electric vehicle driver, it's that much more critical for them to think about what conditions they're driving their vehicle in and thinking about how that affects their tire purchase and really relying on the tire dealer to know their stuff and to recommend the right vehicle, or pardon me, the right tire for their vehicle in those conditions.
So you've been with Nokian Tires long enough that EVs weren't around. So you've lived through this kind of development. When did the tire industry start thinking of making EV specific tires? Was it a matter of, in the early days, it was the Tesla Model 3 and it was the Leaf. So it's kind of like, that's not a very big market, but obviously today there's so many. So was it earlier on, or was it always on the radar, or is it something you're kind of now just kind of catching up to?
I think that when electric vehicles started appearing on the market, we started having interest in it. Nokian Tires has always had a sustainability background, right? We're based in Finland, so we have these Scandinavian values that push us towards, you know, in this case, an electric vehicle made a lot of sense and aligns with our sort of company values very, very well, and our culture. So we took it on very early, and I even remember our tire developer that works on some of our winter products was the first guy that I knew that had bought a Tesla. He was a very early adopter, and you know, he was willing to throw that vehicle in and sort of do some early testing as early as we could to see how our products performed on an electric vehicle and how it might differ from performance on a combustion engine vehicle.
Okay, so that's the kind of the real world R&D you do for 30 years ago isn't much different than it would be today. It's test tracks. I mean, compounds, have they changed? Is that something in an EV that you guys are looking at new compounds, or is it a matter of just kind of, you know, the design of the tire itself?
The tire design, I mean, there's a few things that go into it, and you mentioned a few really good ones. I mean, there's tire construction and how it's shaped. I mean, tires are really a miracle of engineering. How they put that together, how it's able to hold up thousands of pounds and go at, you know, 100 plus kilometers an hour is just amazing. So part of it is the tire construction. If you think about a tire sidewall, every time you turn, there's actually two flex points in the sidewall, one closer to the bead area, one closer to the shoulder area, and those sort of work in combination to keep your vehicle handling properly. So there is some design around that to accommodate electric vehicles as well, but not drastically different. I'm going to say the compounding is an eternal evolution. That has always been around, and you know, every decade or so, there's something that comes along that is a significant move in rubber compounds that moves the tire industry, you know, in a relatively big leap. And I think that's still yet to come with electric vehicles, whether or not we'll see something develop in tire compounding that's really going to change the game and affect how we have to produce tires in order to accommodate this growing electric vehicle market. For now, what we are practically doing is trying to determine what drivers need most, what electric vehicle drivers need most, and accommodating our tires to those needs.
I guess you guys work hand in hand with manufacturers. I mean, that obviously they need to put, when they're testing cars, they need to put tires on them, and they're not making tires. So is there kind of some brands or some manufacturers that you work with specifically, or is it across the board? I'm just wondering that. Obviously, some of them are more advanced than EVs, so there'd be an advantage for Nokian Tires to be working with them.
I guess where Nokian Tires has an advantage is in winter tires, right? That's what we're known for. Our Hakka Polita brand has been around for decades and decades, and we're really well known for that. So when it comes to winter tires, yes, we deal with, I'm going to say, the majority of the vehicle manufacturers. We are viewed as the leader in winter, so they come to us when they need those types of things. And particularly in Europe, where we're strong, and particularly where electric vehicle markets are strong, right? Norway has the highest adoption rate for electric vehicles in the world. So that also gives us a bit of an advantage that we have access to that type of market. So, I mean, yeah, we were working with Tesla in very early days. Most recently we've been, you know, in discussions with Rivian, and they've tested our products for their vehicles as well. So, and everything sort of in between, both domestically here in North America, and European brands and Asian brands and you name it. If there's an electric vehicle, there's a very good chance that if we're not building tires or working with them towards building tires, we will be in the future for sure.
Yeah. I one thing we haven't talked about is the efficiency. You know, obviously efficiency is so important when it comes to an electric vehicle, because it's going to increase your range and, you know, give you a larger time between charging. Efficiency, obviously, in the winter is an issue, especially in climates like Canada's. So it would seem that the winter tires you guys are selling for EVs have to play a role in that efficiency. So is that something you guys consider, is the rolling resistance? Or when it comes to a winter tire, is it more just about grip and safety?
Rolling resistance is a huge part of it. And for electric vehicles and combustion engines alike, right? For combustion engines, you can get fuel efficiency and reduce fuel costs. For electric vehicles, it's range. Going back to that Scandinavian heritage that we have, fuel costs in Finland, where we're from, are astronomical. Every time I go, I make the calculations, it always ends up working out to about double what we pay for a liter of fuel. So, you know, for them, having rolling resistance has been a very important part of our product development for a very long time, longer than electric vehicles have been around. So we have this history of already building tires with really good rolling resistance. I think consumers have this impression that if you're switching from your standard tires to winter tires, your fuel consumption or range is going to take a big hit because of that. It's not really the case, especially when you're buying Hakkapeliitta products, because we've been focusing on that for so long. We do really, really well in the rolling resistance area with all of our products.
Okay, let's take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get a little brand specific with Steve and find out what Nokian Tires has in the way of EV tire offerings. And we're back. Okay, Steve, before we talk about EV tires, Nokian Tires sells, just a couple more questions I've been thinking about. So you mentioned at the beginning here that obviously you don't need EV-specific tires for your EV, but you guys, along with a lot of other tire makers, sell EV tires. So what would compel a owner of an EV to buy an EV tire? What's the benefit of that?
Well, I'm glad you brought us back to that. That was a very general, broad statement that I was making, maybe to dispel what the impression is in the industry and with drivers that are confused that, you know, I keep reading that I need to buy special tires for my electric vehicle. And you know, what's important is buying the right vehicle, the right tires for your vehicle in those conditions, like I mentioned. And what is needed for you and your vehicle can vary. So I'm going to say that the driver of a Nissan Leaf is probably not the same driver as a Model 3 Performance. And with that, the tire selection should be similar. And one, you know, specific EV tires is probably not the best choice for both of those vehicles and drivers. So what Nokian Tires and other manufacturers are doing is trying to recognize what electric vehicle drivers are looking for and building some of those specific performances into their tires. So what does that mean? For some, it might mean, you know, range is critical. They're making long road trips. They're not back at the house to charge very often. So range is critical for them. So maximizing the rolling resistance, you know, is one element that tire builders can build into their products to, you know, increase that portion of it. For those driving a ultra luxury EV, it might be comfort and noise levels and trying to minimize the noise levels to, you know, the best possible to have the best comfort inside their vehicle. And then for others, it's going to be all out on track performance, let's call it, for lack of a better word. And, you know, you're not going to be able to bring all of those three different elements together in a single tire. So EV tires are trying to accommodate, you know, maybe one or two or more of those special needs or niches in tire manufacturing for that specific driver.
Okay, so that's great advice for listeners who have an EV, so they can kind of, you know, formulate in their mind where they fit in. Is it performance? Is it long distance driving? Is it noise? When they go shopping for EV tires, so let's get more specific about Nokian Tires. Do you offer EV specific tires that fit into those three categories?
We've done a couple of things with specific EV tires. So most recently we announced our electric fit, which is a very broad statement, basically saying that all of the products that we produced are suitable for electric vehicles. So goes back to my original statement that, you know, electric vehicle drivers need to make sure that they're meeting the load index for their vehicle. But beyond that, you know, most tires out there are suitable for electric vehicles. Ours in particular have been, you know, tested for electric vehicles. Like I said, we have that focus on rolling resistance so you get the better range. So that suits the sort of mass market of electric vehicles. After that, the other specific products that we've produced, a few years ago, we launched a Haka Plita 10 EV, which is a studded winter tire. And the special accommodations that we made for that are a few. I mean, there was some accommodations in the rubber compound to try to extend the range and the torque applications as well. But the big thing that we built into that product was silent drive technology. And that is a foaming agent that's found on the inside of the tire that helps to reduce the noise levels inside the tire. Super interesting technology that as your vehicle's driving over the road, you know, it's driving over all these cracks and bumps, and it causes vibrations in your tires. And all of those vibrations come into the chamber, the cavity of the tire. And, you know, it's a literal echo chamber where sound is starting to bounce around. Now, without the silent drive technology, those sounds will travel to your wheel and then vibrate your suspension package and eventually end up in the cabin of your vehicle. And the silent drive technology helps to reduce that vibration inside that echo chamber, the cavity of the tire, and has a very significant impact on the overall noise level of your tires inside the vehicle. Studded tires are a really interesting one because, I mean, you've heard studded tires, I assume, driving by, and you can hear them a mile away. And in this case, with the Haka Plita 10 EV, you'll still hear them on the outside of the vehicle, you know, coming pretty far away. But inside the vehicle, the noise level is reduced, you know, enough that you forget whether you're driving studded tires or studless tires. And that was our first sort of foray into EV specific tires. Last year when we launched the Haka Plita R5, we also included an EV version of that product. So same type of foaming technology. And in this case, you know, does the same thing, still reduces the noise levels. I mean, when you're driving a winter tire, there's definitely a noise impact from the tread pattern is more aggressive. So the noise levels are higher, and the silent drive technology and the Haka Plita R5 EV does the same thing to reduce that noise level and improve the comfort, as well as those accommodations with rolling resistance and so on.
So the electric fit, I guess, can I call it a sub brand? I don't know the marketing terms, but it's obviously a branding for your EV tires. Obviously, you have them in winter tires. Do you also have them all seasons and summers yet?
I'm going to say that Electric Fit is a name for a technology that we're using. And that technology is used across all of our products. So winter products, yes. Also our all season products. And it even stretches to our light truck products as well. It really relates back to what I was saying earlier about our culture, our heritage, our know-how around electric vehicles, that we are confident that whatever the Nokian Tires product that you decide to buy, it is suitable for your electric vehicle.
Are you seeing this? I mean, the sound deadening thing is fascinating with the foam. Can that translate to a regular tire? Like if a guy owns an F-150, are you putting that technology back into tires that maybe aren't marketed for EVs?
I mean, it's definitely something that we've been talking about, you know, especially when you get into aggressive AT or MT light truck tires. I mean, it's interesting to think how that could maybe, you know, have an impact for those drivers. It's not nearly as impactful as it is for an EV. When you have a V8 engine, you probably don't need your noise reduction, your tires to be that, you know, significant to really make an impact on yours or my ears.
Right. So last question for you here. So EVs obviously are a big disruptor in the automotive sector. And obviously beginning to be for the tire industry too. Do you, like in history of tires, is there something comparable, a historical precedent for the need to almost, I won't say reinvent the tire to suit the vehicle, but adapt it in different ways? Or is it just a function of speed and weight over the years? And as those things have changed, tires have evolved.
I'm going to say that electric vehicles for the tire industry is not a disruptor. Not the notion of electric vehicles alone. It is changing the dynamic of the tire industry. It is pushing how tires are designed and what goes into a tire, what becomes more important in that tire design. And that's, you know, that is evolutionary for the tire industry. We've seen it before. I mean, when we went from, I mean, the most recent one that I can think of is going from sedans to CUVs and SUVs. I mean, that alone was, you know, a pretty big thing for the tire industry when we were focusing mostly on, you know, small cars and sedans. And all of a sudden we have these larger, heavier, higher center of gravity vehicles. It certainly had an impact on how we focused our tire design. So I would say that it's evolutionary more than disruptive for all of us.
Right. Well, fascinating, Steve. I've been wanting to talk to someone about, you know, EV tires for a long time. And I think I got the perfect guy in you. You know your stuff. And I really want to thank you for joining us today.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Steve Barassa is Director of Products and Pricing for Nokian Tires North America. Tires are something many vehicle owners take for granted. Yet, as my guest pointed out, they play such an important role in not just the performance and safety of your vehicle, but also its efficiency. And efficiency, as you know, is paramount in the operation of an electric vehicle. More efficient translates to more range. That's especially true during Canadian winters, where EVs are said to lose about 30% of their range due to the cold climate outside and the increased use of climate controls inside. And spinning tires on snow and ice do your battery pack no favors, using up kilowatts without you going anywhere. It makes you realize how much more important good tire grip is in an EV than in a gas-powered vehicle. EV tires are slightly more expensive than comparable regular tires. But if you fit into one of those three categories Steve mentioned, looking for increased range, high performance, or a quieter ride, that increased cost is worth it. And no doubt, as is the case with many things EV, prices will come down as more tire manufacturers get in the game. That's it for this episode. Thanks very much to my guest Steve Barassa, my exceptional producer Adam Foster, and you for joining me on another electrifying journey down the EV highway. For your dose of all things automotive, including up-to-date information on new EVs in Canada, be sure to check out driving.ca, where you'll find the best in breaking news, videos, and reviews. And be sure to subscribe to Plugged In wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That way you'll never miss an episode, and you'll also be able to listen to all the past episodes. Also, check out the other three great driving.ca podcasts. The Driving Podcast with Lorraine Sommerfeld, Truck Guy with Matthew Guy, and the Motormouth Podcast with the one and only David Booth. Thanks as always for listening.